Well, I sleep 4 hours, and I'm so tired I can barely keep my eyes open. This world's
the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you call us and join the political party at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you know what today is in the great state of Wisconsin?
What's that?
Today is ballot signature day. You got to turn in your ballot signatures to qualify for the Wisconsin ballot today. 5 o'clock's the deadline. And so far, there are a number of races where Republicans will go unchallenged by Democrats. Here's one interesting footnote, Dom. You might find this interesting. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and three GOP members of the state congressional delegation drew primary opponents. Rojo's got a primary opponent suddenly.
Ooh, excellent.
And apparently this person looks on track to qualify for the ballot. David Schroeder of Milwaukee filed nomination papers May 27th to challenge Rojo, the Republican from Mosh Vegas, in the GOP primary, and the Elections Commission found he had 2,778 signatures. Now, you need 2,000 ballot signatures to qualify for statewide office. So, looks like he probably made it.
Hope he got his own and didn't rely on, you know, those Michigan ballot collectors.
Dominic, meanwhile, Douglas Mulinex of Menasha filed a run against U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman, Republican of Glenn Beulah, in the 6th CD GOP primary. Sean Claremont of Oneida filed nomination papers in the U.S. To run against U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher in the 8th CD GOP primary. And in the 7th CD, David Canulis, or something there close to that, of Arborvita, filed papers to challenge U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany, Republican of Minocqua, in the GOP primary. Now, I like to see these competitive Republican primaries, Dom. Here's a little interesting note. No Democrat has filed to run in the 6th CD as of early this afternoon. Now, Dem Robin Kettleson of Appleton registered to run in the 8th CD, but hasn't yet filed nomination papers. So they've got till 5 o'clock, but, you know, if you got them, you show them early. Put your cards on the table if you get to pull in the whole pot, right? Dem Rep. Mart Spreitzer of Beloit has posed to win a seat in the state Senate without facing a primary opponent or a general election opponent. There's gerrymandering at work for you. They don't even bother to run, right?
Yeah.
He is the only candidate to have turned in nomination papers by early this afternoon for the seat of retiring Senator Janice Ringhand, Democrat of Evansville. And a few more sort of campaign notes, Tom, if you don't mind, if you'll indulge me.
Indulge away.
GOP Senator Devin LeMahieu of Utsburg, John Jagler, chasing the dragon in Watertown.
The Jag.
Van Wongerder of Racine and Chris Kapenga of Delafield drew no Dem opponent. Did you catch that? LeMahieu, Jagler, Wongard, and Kapenga have no Democratic opponents in their
race. I guess there must not be any Democrats in their area, huh?
Both
district? Not one.
LeMahieu and Wongard both have GOP primary opponents. Republican Dylan Kurtz of Janesville registered to challenge Steve Noss of Whitewater in the GOP primary, but he hadn't filed nomination paperwork as of early this afternoon. And two candidates have filed nomination papers to challenge LeMahieu, the Senate Majority Leader in the GOP primary, Jeanette DeShane of Manitowoc, and Ruth Villarreal of Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
She's a schmingy. The GOP members of the Assembly to attract a primary opponent who filled nomination papers as of early this afternoon included, let me make sure I read that right, Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay, Tyler August of Lake Geneva, Robert Brooks of Saukville, Robin Voss of Rochester, James Edmond of Glen Flora, Lauren Oldenburg of Viroqua, and Voss, if you didn't know Dom, he's the Assembly Speaker. And one more time, the deadline to turn in nomination papers, 5 p.m. You got 6 minutes.
I hope you got
the qualifying signatures. One other note today, Dom, the Milwaukee Common Council unanimously voted to advance the proposal for the RNC bid. RNC MKE 2024.
Oh, can't wait to see the Proud Boys marching down the street. That's going to be a fun one. Or maybe the Oath Keepers will step up and make sure that, you know, all those snowflake Republicans are protected from the scary brown people.
It's almost like you don't like the Oath Keepers.
You know, I just, when... I get it, man. Everyone wants, you know, economic prosperity. And when groups come to town, they spend money, food, booze, whatever, whatever, right? I get all that. But at some point, when do you decide that you don't want the particular patrons of an organization? You don't want their money. You know, at what point?
Stand back and stand by.
Yeah, and they stood back and stood by. They put it on a T-shirt, and that's how they walked around. They listened to it.
Come on, man. It's not like the Milwaukee Common Council just voted to host the KKK convention. I know that I often find the Republicans distasteful, Don, but they have the right to throw a party, do they not? And if you're going to throw a party, no better place than Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee's a great town.
On many sides.
On many sides, yeah. Yeah, on many sides. We went to Cleveland, man. We talked to some of those owners down there. The way they fence off the downtown in Cleveland, all those bars and restaurants were not getting any business. It was a pain to get into the area. You got to get, you know, through the gates multiple times. It's not an easy flow. Let's just put it that way. So I'm you know,
come on, man, a great time was had by all at the Winkin' Lizard.
Well, we were at the Winkin' Lizard and we had a great time. We always have a great time. But there are going to be Proud Boys, you know, there's going to be Nazis, the Confederate flags. That's how they roll, right? That's how they roll. And when you bring the Republican Party, and we've talked about this, there's no more fringe Republican Party. The Republican Party is now fringe, right? I mean, as bad as former Speaker Paul Ryan may have been, he's, you know, now that he's retired and cashing those checks, pushing back on the Trump and this entirety of the crazy-ass Republican Party, but they are the fringe party. And when you're fringe party, there's no more just standard Republicans, whatever that may have been. Fringe has taken over the party. This is the mega party. This is the Trump party. And those folks are going to bring their crews to Milwaukee. And
now,
you're
going
to be cashing checks from the Proud Boys. I have a little bit of a problem inviting fascists to come and hang out in Milwaukee.
Well, you take up your little problem with the unanimous vote of the Milwaukee Common Council because they disagree with you. And the mayor, Cavalier Johnson, pointed out, man, if you will not allow the city of Milwaukee to, what, raise their own taxes.
Right.
And you basically accept a dollar from Milwaukee and send 67 cents back in state aid. I mean, Milwaukee's the biggest giver to the state economy, not taker. The state is taking from Milwaukee. They're taking their meager resources. So if you can't raise taxes and the state's not returning your money, well, you got to look to outside funding sources. And apparently Zuckerbucks are off the books. So you got to take that greasy, dirty GOP gun money, apparently,
Don. Oath Keeper money. Yeah, take insurrection money. That's going to be great. That's really going to work out well for Milwaukee. I hope nothing happens, but I'm not holding my breath.
Oh, man, nothing happened in Cleveland except you kissing Alex Jones up by the statue.
Come on, man. That was pre-insurrection. It's a whole new world now, baby.
I hate Illinois Nazis.